and Ruby. You say, David Tennant, you tend to only like most actors, I suppose, remember the bad reviews. Let me give you a quote from one of the better ones. "One of the most purely entertaining Hamlets I have ever seen." That was Christopher Hart in the Sunday Times.
Thanks, Christopher.
It's an interesting phrase, I think, purely entertaining.
Yes, it's not. It may not entirely be a good thing. I don't know what he was suggesting. We'd need to see the review in context, but it's not entirely a bad thing, because yes, I think there's a lot of Hamlet that's very funny, and I think there's a lot of Hamlet, the man, that is very entertaining, because again, he's so bright.
Yes.
And he's the brightest person in the room, and he can run rings around everybody, and that's entertaining to witness, especially if, as an audience, you're enlisted on his side, which I think you are in the play.
But you did have very good reviews. Do you read, or does your dad read your
certainly
reviews?
Certainly not at the time, no.
Right.
You only need to be kicked in the face a couple of times to know how much it yes takes out of you.
And what about the people that were coming to see you, of course? Because I imagine a good proportion of the audiences were made up of people who were fans of yours because of the television work you do.
Mm.
Did that change things? Do you notice that it's not a typical theatre crowd?
I didn't particularly. I think certain people were nervous of that. I think there was conversations being had at the Royal Shakespeare Company and elsewhere that there might be people sitting in the front row dressed as Cybermen, but that's perhaps not giving enough credit to the intelligence of Doctor Who fans, actually.
Right.
I think people who like that show tend to be quite bright.
There's a degree of criticism for that sort of casting. I'm not talking precisely about you being cast in Hamlet, because obviously you'd been at the Royal Shakespeare Company, you'd been at the National Theatre, you had done the background work. But there are people, you know, people like Jonathan Miller, no less, who say that they hate this obsession that there seems to be, particularly in the West End, with celebrity casting. Do you think there is a danger that it will undermine the work of actors who otherwise would be getting those parts?
I think it's ever been thus, to be honest. As you pointed out, the RSC is something had always been part of my life. I'd done a couple of seasons there, several shows. So me going back there felt, to myself, like a natural thing to do, to go back to the RSC and to get to play that role there was something I'd aspired to long before I'd been involved in any television stuff. Now, I suppose the RSC are maybe more interested in having me because they might sell more tickets because I've been in Doctor Who, but I don't think the RSC would have me just because of that.
Sure. What's your next disc then?
This is from someone who's a stand-up, really. He does brilliant, incredibly intelligent comedy songs. The two times I've seen him live, he's finished the set with this. And it starts off as a sort of, what seemed to be a sort of funny song, but then just becomes a kind of a very simple, heartfelt ballad to the importance of family, actually. And both times I've seen it, it's left me in floods of tears. I mean, it's not written about my family, but it makes you think about your own family. It makes you realise how important they are. I think that's something I come to terms with as I get older, just how important they are. And I feel, my mum's gone now, but I feel very fortunate to have had the upbringing that I've had and to have had the family around me that I've had. And then to see the next generation of our family growing up and to feel so proud of them. So this makes me think of that.